I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We are talking about celibacy. That's right, no sex, by choice, by design, or by circumstance. We're talking with Audrey Edwards, Darren Washington, and Cece Michaela. So let's move on to the question of abstinence-only education. There have been a couple studies that have shown that there's a really mixed record for this. A study by Mathematica Policy Research says that abstinence-only classes had no real effect, and Planned Parenthood found that 88% of middle and high school students who vow to remain celibate until marriage end up engaging in premarital sex. I'm just going to ask you guys very briefly, because this is what we got time for. Cece, let me talk with you. What do you hope to impart to people who are pre-marriage? And do you think no matter how long and how much you talk, they're going to listen?
Absolutely. My program is definitely working, and you can check it out at purityringparty.com. PurityRingParty.com, and I answer all my email personally. I travel all over the United States, and I've just been asked to go to St. Lucia and Italy and several other countries because of my successful track record. I think God brought me to America, for such a time as this. He brought me off of that show, Girlfriends, to do exactly the work that I'm doing. And it is working. It depends on what you say. And I'm living the life. It is a big difference between someone who is married and trying to teach abstinence or someone who's playing around. But when they see someone as young as I am, and thank God I'm pretty easy on the eye. And that helps, too. They're like, wow, you're beautiful. You're pretty. And I'm like, you guys, you don't have to have sex to be sexy. You know what I mean? And it does make a difference. And it is a lifestyle, so you do have to learn how to do it. There's, AA programs for drinking and overweight and things of that nature, but there's really nothing for abstinence. And so people are just saying, well, I'm just going to stop doing it, but you need help. And that's where I come in when you hit my website. And like I said, that's why I have a retreat and even a school down here in Atlanta where I am teaching abstinence and etiquette to the young people as well as older people and people that are, young at heart, because I literally am living proof, and there are things that will come your way.
Let me go to Darren.
Sure.
Darren, you are also doing a messaging to youth. Do you think this is falling on deaf ears or receptive ears?
No, I don't. I agree with Cece 100%. I have a not-for-profit called Abstinence for Singles. We have two federal grants. One is a healthy marriage grant in the inner-city community. The other one is the CBAE, which is an abstinence-only education grant. And I agree with 100%. And from a perspective of a man, if children, the young people, high school, junior high school, college students, see a man as manly, handsome, athletic, and every time when I finish speaking, guys come to me and say, man, we expected when you came that you was going to be like 260, your grill was going to be messed up, and you was going to look crazy, but you a sharp brother. Man, how do you do it? I'm intrigued. And so I believe, I don't care what the studies say, I believe we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but more importantly, you have to get the message out there so people can make the choice. That's the issue. Abstinence is taken lightly. No, a lot of people think it doesn't work, so they don't teach it. We owe it to everybody to at least hear what abstinence can offer, and then that person can make the choice.
Audrey, you would do better if you knew better.
Exactly.
Audrey, you seem to be very much a proponent of choice. You have walked your path, and it's not the same path as Darren or Michaela, Cece Michaela. You have made choices over time, it seems, based on the opportunity. And what do you think you have to impart to other people? I mean, what is your message?
Farai, first let me say that I did not become sexually active until I was 22. When I was younger, there was the parental fear, there was the fear of pregnancy. I wanted to finish high school, I wanted to finish college. So at the time that I became sexually active, I was an adult. I had, I think then, a strong measure of self-worth, self-security, that allowed me to enter sexual relationships as a whole person. And I understand clearly what Darren and Cece are saying about abstinence. Abstinence for me has never been a choice. That is not a lifestyle I've chosen. I think that sexuality is an important part of who we all are. How we express it differs. But I've always thought that sexual intimacy is very important to a solid, deep relationship. That's always been my feeling. And I've always acted out of that. Not everyone agrees with that, and that's fine. But for me, I knew that when I was a younger woman, when it came to marriage, I would have to be sexually intimate with anyone I was considering marrying. That was just as important as what he did for a living, what his other values were. So I view sexuality as something that's natural, healthy, to be expressed in a way that's satisfying for both people. If it's something that hurts, then it's not good for you. If it's something that's abusive, it's not good for you. But my experience has been that sexuality has been very pleasurable. It's made me feel good about myself. I hope it's made my partners feel good about them.
All right. Well, Audrey, words to the wise, and also Darren and Cece, words to the wise. Audrey Edwards, contributing editor, contributing writer for Essence Magazine, Brooklyn-based real estate broker. You know, I still got to talk to you, girl, about the housing situation. Darren Washington, member of the School Board of Trustees in Gary, Indiana. Actress Cece Michaela, founder of God's Girl, God's Guy Network. They're holding their third annual Hollywood retreat. I'm going to have to get that.
It's okay.
Hollywood retreat. Because I'm so close to Hollywood. In June, mm-hmm. outside Atlanta. And she joined us from WABE in Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.